Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to be here with you on another one of these Business of Digital podcasts. Of course, as always, we got my trusty co-host, Dave Rohr. How's it going, bud?
Hola, guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Multi-language today. That covers us for three languages.
So Bulavanaka.
Sure. Oh, you know what? When I do the transcription, that'll be fun. I'll check that. Just to see how messed up that makes it, if how bad it gets it.
Fun.
I know. Small hidden little Easter eggs for myself, I guess. Sorry.
You're planning Easter eggs for yourself. That's funny. So, you know, it's interesting because a lot of times when we do these episodes, you know, these are topics that you and I, you know, we've either been doing them ourselves forever or whatnot, and we do our best to share with people that are listening and help them learn and educate them. But the thing I'm looking forward to about this one, Dave, is this is one that I'm actually like really interested in learning some of these places. Like I've been looking at some of these links that you've been dropping and some of the stuff that you found on this particular topic that we're going to be talking about today, and I'm actually excited about listening to this one as well while we're doing it. But it's keyword tools for shopping sites, basically keyword research and all the different trending places that we could go for looking at what's trending, and especially, you know, things have changed and shifted during this interesting time that we're going through with this virus and everything. And so this is fascinating. This is going to be interesting stuff. And so however you want to just start jumping into it. But basically, you guys, what we're talking about today is keyword tools for shopping sites. And we're going to be getting into lots of different places, whether it be Etsy, Pinterest. We're going to be looking at Shopify trending stuff and trends on Google. And we'll just go ahead and just jump into it. So go for it, Dave.
Well, the two that started this whole thing was
you got to share your story how long we've been sitting on this. I think that's funny.
What month is this? So this is May, and I probably found pinterest100.com, and I found the shopping .google.com shopping 100, where it breaks out by categories, probably last August, September. And I was like, oh, that would be a good topic going into Q3, Q4. And then, yeah, we just didn't cover it. But I think talking about these types of tools, and it's not just shopping, because I know we've done, I think we did Keyword Research 101 before.
Yeah.
We haven't done a 201. I don't know if this is a 101. I think this is more of like a 102 or maybe a 201, depending on how you want to look at it. But I mean, not all of these are applicable to every e-commerce. And this isn't like, some of these could be, you know, if you're a drop shipper type, you know, chasing trends, some of these will be interesting. But I also think there's more here to figure out, not just what to bid on, what to optimize your products, which I think you can also get, but there might be content as well.
And that was content ideas. That's why I'm looking forward to looking, you know, hearing what you have to say about some of these, because I found it super interesting.
Well, yeah, for me, these are all different. Like, I don't do, honestly, a lot of e-commerce shopping sites. So talking about this one has never been top on my list because I just don't do a lot of it. But as you said, with everything going kind of trends and searches completely changing right now,
yeah,
I think it's interesting to watch these, because if you're developing a new product or developing new content around shopping, around that kind of stuff, what are people searching for? How are they searching for it? So, I mean, the basic 101 of, you know, are you optimizing for the product SKU, the product name, the brand? Are you monitoring and searching through each month what people search for on your site? If you're not, dear Lord, go in your analytics and do that.
Plus, think about this, Dave. Sorry, like, just a thought that I had. Think about how like, it's evolving and changing as all this progresses too. Cause I think about, for example, companies like Purple, the Purple mattress, and they sell that like eye mask to help you sleep better. But then they transition to face masks because, you know, there's a need right now for face masks and anyone going out anywhere. And so this is like a keyword. And now that it's getting out there, you know, Purple face masks and being prepared for that and optimizing for that. This is a keyword trend that maybe, you know, other than people searching for an actual purple colored face mask, you know, this is a new brand keyword type term, and it's evolving and changing as we're going. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, and trends change no matter what. I mean, from season to season, year to year, there's always the lists that come out of what the hottest toys are.
Yeah.
And the different fashion, it's like, here's, I'm sure if I asked my wife, she'd tell me, you know, 2020 is, here's the colors palette that is going to be in this year. That
black
changes.
Leggings for the first
or
quarter.
Yeah, or, but then also what people call things. If you're moving into a new market, what are people searching for in those different markets? And I think Google Trends is interesting. Just from, you can look at geo, you know, the Shopify has trending products, eBay. I think, you know, if you're curious about what's popular or what people call it, looking at different places like that, I think can give you an idea of, you know, are lots of people selling it? If they are they selling it quickly? You know, what are people calling it? How do you search for it to find it? And the Google Shopping one is interesting. I have so many tabs open. nope, that's Google Trends. There it is. So it's the Shopping 100. It's top trending products. So number one is Google Home. I don't know about that. In tech. And then a smartphone, a TV, Amazon Echo Dot for kids, the Amazon Fire, Roku. It's a lot of stuff for keeping people busy at home. The Amazon Kindle, I already bought one of those a while ago.
You know, again, I don't know how this kind of fits into what we're talking about.
But oh, there's the Ninja. Ninja's number one, by the way, for kitchen gear. That does not surprise me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Ninja Foodie pressure cooker.
Oh, pressure cooker. Okay.
Because everyone's at home and a lot of people are cooking a lot more.
That
also
makes sense.
I really want this electric fryer. That's number four.
Well, it got me thinking, you know, just because you know we're talking about trending and stuff like that. Like, I don't know exactly where this fits in. Maybe you can help me with this, but I'm amazed, and I was talking with my daughter about this. Like, how can I create a product that has such demand that it sells out in like 7 seconds? Like, so you'll laugh at this, especially with your wife, you know, being an employee of Disney. And so this collaborator of her, this designer or whatever that she follows, did these Ahsoka from, you know, the Star Wars, but did these like special ears, and they sold, and she was up at like 4 a.m. ready to buy them. And I was blown away, dude, because these are Mickey Mouse ears, basically, and they were selling, and she was selling them for $80. I'm like, why on earth? Like, are you kidding me? And like, people are throwing their money at stuff like this, but I don't know. Again, you know, where this fits in, but it's just insane. Like, you follow this demand, or I guess you can figure this out by knowing that, hey, this kind of stuff is in demand with this group of Disney people, and knowing that they love ears, they love designer stuff, and if you're one of these people that can create something that, you know, again, going back to your whole creating content, you know, getting people so excited about something that they're going to sell out your product, you know, within 7 or 4 seconds, however many it was, and the site crashing, like, that's insane to me, Dave.
I'm just looking at the Pinterest 100 for the Home Hub. 368% upclick in people trying to look at setting up a home theater.
Oh, wow.
800% upclick in an audio room. Who has an audio room? Bless your soul.
Well, I think, and I don't think those are going away, honestly. I think a lot less people are going to be going to theaters.
Well, and the other one is 82% for work from home wear. Mm. So, you know, WFH. If you're an e-tailer that deals in comfy kind of clothing or workout clothing, calling it workout clothing or calling it work from home but not pajamas, like, you know, it says give the pajamas a rest.
Knowing to people, do the two different two, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a keyword and almost really the same thing. It's, you know, either comfy clothes of some sort or pajamas because that's what everyone's working in, but people aren't looking for that. It's like, oh, what's the best work from home pants or leggings or, you know, shorts, depending on, you know,
or what's the best
where work, you live.
What's the best work from home desk that I can lay on my couch and still have, you know, an ergonomically correct laptop that I'm staring at? But.
And I have to think the number of people I've asked or I've seen ask questions around what's a cheap standing desk or now that I'm working from home all the time, I need a new chair because my chair sucks. I literally just saw someone in Facebook post that last week.
That's funny.
But I think looking at Pinterest, looking at Etsy, Amazon, I don't know if you can really get too much from Amazon just because there's so much, but like the Pinterest, the Google Shopping, you know, what is popular? eBay.com/deal/trending-all shows you the trending deals and you can select by category. So, you know, what is popular? Now, is that because they're being promoted or is it just because it is popular and has lots of listings? You know, you can dig into that yourself. But the goal was for us to try to come up with and give you a ton of different options for, oh, look, you know what's really trending?
What?
Lots of snacks, like bulk snacks for Doritos, smart food, like mixers, because everyone's baking. Wow, that's funny. Like every single KitchenAid mixer is like available on this list.
We're going to all come out of this fatter.
Everyone's going to be making bread and cookies and brownies and stuff. Yeah. But I just think there's so many different places. And I think Google Trends is another one where, you know,
I bet you another one, because I've been seeing this on my feeds everywhere too, is another one that's trending and some and how people could capitalize on is like just like the workouts from home routine, you know, like working because, you know, you can't go to
a that gym. Has been spiking for a while, like insane. I worked on a site where right as everything became locked down, like I thought something was wrong on the site when I was looking at it. Because I was looking at some of the data and they had 200, 500, 800% increases in their Google Search Console.
That's insane.
Because they were in that space.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? But just like health and stuff, like depending on where you are, all of these different sectors can either be going up or down.
I just think how lucky people are these days because, you know, I can be one of those old people right now. Back in my day... But, you know, we just had, like, Overture suggestion tool or whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
we,
that was it.
That was
you
it.
The, you had two tools, and that was it.
And so, like, just the fact that you could go to specific platforms even, and you can dominate on those platforms by learning about the different trending products and topics specific to that is insane. And I hope that people understand, like, I mean, and that's the point of what you're trying to do here with this episode, and it's awesome, like... I hope you guys understand it. Like, this is amazing. This is great data.
Well, look at your, like, and just look at your search data, look at your Google Search Console, but look at your Google My Business. Are people trying, are lots and lots of people looking up your hours and if you're open?
Yeah.
You know, is that easily available on your site? I mean, I know we said this was going to be a 201, but I think now more than ever, looking at that kind of data and what people are searching for on and off around your business or other ones, what kind of content do you have easily available?
And
do you not have it available where people can't find it to, you know,
well,
no
even
matter
taking
what.
Even taking advantage of what the platforms are giving you. Like I love those places that, you know, the Google My Business, when you go in there and they have a little area for updates so you could write notes. I've been looking at those on all the local businesses that I love and use because I can go right to that. And I love those businesses that actually know about that and use that tool because that's an area where they write, hey, we're open, we're only doing curbside, and instead of our normal hours, we're going to be just doing 2 to 10. And that's where they can write them in those little update sections like on your Google My Business. And a lot of people don't know about stuff like that. But anyway...
Well,
not trying to get too off topic.
Oh, that's all good. CED Commerce has a top selling items on eBay in 2020. So this is a third party list. But for a little while, I know my mom had bought a box or a type of, it was like a box of 5 puzzles for the little one and sent it to him for Easter. And she went to go find the link again and couldn't because literally every puzzle was sold out everywhere.
Yeah, have you walked in any... Well, I don't know how locked down you are in your area where we are, but, you know, we're still allowed to walk through Target and stuff. And
yeah, we can walk through it. I just haven't lately.
They're gone. They're gone. Like, there are no puzzles anywhere.
But, yeah, collectibles, crafts. Like, so if you're looking for content ideas, knowing what people are searching for and trying to marry your business without being, you know, too crazy and spammy. But there might be opportunities that some of this data, even if you're not an e-commerce site, there might be ways to tie into it without being slimy.
See, I missed the boat on this because for years, Dave, I have wanted to turn a lot of my photographs into puzzles. And I missed the boat on this because I'm not kidding you. Like for years,
that makes sense.
I've wanted to do that, and man, I could have made a killing.
Yeah, you could have done quite well because especially if everyone else is out and you're able to, you know, found somewhere that would still be able to make them. But then there's also just like Bing.com/images/trending. Popular people that are being searched, animals, nature, and just some other stuff too. There might be something in there that jumps out at you. There might not, depending on your, you know, what you're doing, but they also have a visual search, that might be as well helpful. And then the other one really great article that I found, was from Erin Sagan. She wrote it, someone wrote it, I think she wrote it in 2016, but updated it last August. She talks about some great sources of data, looking through your shopping feeds, looking through your dynamic search ad queries, spying on your competitors, which you can do, and kind of looking at their sites and how they're optimized. She talks about promoted pins on Pinterest and how you can leverage that. And your shopping query, search query reports are all, you know, not just looking at your organic data, which we just talked about, your Google My Business or your Google Search Console and your site searches, but are you looking at your paid search content and paid search keywords? It's not even like a Monday at 6 a.m. But look at your paid data. Whether it's on Bing or your Pinterest pins or, you know, your Facebook, anything you can get, well, maybe not Facebook, anything you can get queries from and keyword data, see, is it changing? Are some of your keywords trending downward? Are people just looking for something, you know, they're not looking for workout equipment now. Now they're looking for work from home gear, work from home leggings. Are things just changing? Especially in e-commerce and some of that stuff, it's all in how people search and you're not going to show up. And, you know, even though you have a product that actually matches it, if you're not keeping up with it and you're not following it, you can miss it. You miss it in any industry, really.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have some friends that are in the food blogging space, and things have definitely gone on certain trends and changed for them in that industry. And
baking recipes, cooking from home, like it just probably has blown up.
Oh, it has. And even so much as like, well, like take your normal stuff. Okay. Like, okay, I'm trying to find some recipes, ingredients to throw together a pasta dish, for example. Well, a lot of time, you know, a month ago you go into a store, you couldn't find pasta anymore. So things have evolved into like, well, I'm going to have to make my own pasta. How do I make my own pasta? You know, things like that. And so there's lots of ways that that's evolved, and it just goes to what you're saying. You pay attention to that, get into your data, see where it's going. You might be able to get on top of that, create some posts, create some content that is in the forefront of what people are going to be looking for. If you're looking at those trends or what might happen, you're going to be the one that's found. And in many cases, this is what's happened in this one. So again, it just goes back to what you're saying.
If you just want to, all of the tools we listed will be on the site in the write-up, but there's a number of trending tools that we just listed off, and just some other places just to make sure that, you know, whether in e-commerce or a drop shipper or blogger or, you know, even a direct-to-consumer or anything, a lot of searches, a lot of industries are up and down, and people are calling different things or looking, you know, just phrasing things differently. Anytime, constantly changing. So all of these can help you kind of monitor that now and in the future, I think.
All right. Well, thank you. Was those your final thoughts on that, Dave?
That was my fun. That's all I got to say about that.
Awesome. So, no, that's great. Like, I hope you guys that are listening, go check out the post. Look at all these different tools, because we dropped you with a ton of golden nuggets.
I don't even know how many there are.
There's just going to be a lot. Check it out. Look at what we've shared, and go and dive into them, guys. Like, this could help you. I mean, I was thinking about this while we were chatting too, Dave. Like, this could even help some people even launch some new businesses. I know people that have launched businesses at the end of February, beginning of March, you know, launched certain sites, had great content, started putting products out there, and are already selling and making money and making profit from what they're doing and capitalizing on these trends. It can be done. So anyway, guys, we appreciate you taking the time to listen. Just a reminder, we're on Google Play. Go and give us a 5-star rating. Hopefully you love us and we're worthy of that. And but, you know, feel free to rate us anywhere. And appreciate you guys taking the time and listening to us as always. And for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media. And can't wait to have you guys back on the next one. Bye, guys.
Bye.